Have you ever accidentally shared an embarrassing photo? 651-641-1071. That's our question for you on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. We are down a Bradley trainer. Holly Roberts and I are hanging out with you. Bradley's doing his civic duty. He's at jury duty. Mm-hmm. But we're here with you wondering, when have you completely embarrassed yourself by sharing an embarrassing picture?
It doesn't have to be... Doesn't have to be that.
No, it just has to be embarrassing. Like, yeah. Maybe it's like you realized something was in the background of a picture that you didn't realize was there.
Like you were at the zoo and you took a picture of your kids and there were humping giraffes in the background.
Like, for example, and I really just want to have a moment to honor how quickly that came up in your brain. Yes. Or, you know, like maybe I left something out on the nightstand or something like that, you know?
Oh, or like who was the, there was a real housewife who took a selfie of herself, but then there was like someone naked on the toilet. I don't know.
Like, for example, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
651-641-1071. Oh, wait. I have an example, another example.
Great. And I want to preface that anybody who calls, you do not have to use your real name.
Oh, good call.
All the Fondas are accepted.
We will accept
on the
you.
Line. You can go by whatever name you want. This is a safe place to share your embarrassing experiences.
It absolutely is.
Carry on.
I just recalled a friend, an acquaintance of mine who at one point posted on social media an ad on the back of a bathroom door and didn't maybe know or realize that the reflection of that person was also contained in the, you know what I'm saying? So like those kinds of things. And this is all, of course, because of what the oopsie-daisy that happened to Chris Evans this weekend. So Chris Evans accidentally shared a photo of his schweenus on Instagram. So I still have not seen it.
Get going.
I know. What's the Google search term I need?
Chris Evans. That is all you. Well, you go to Twitter because Twitter's horny. And Twitter's dirty.
I always forget about that. Yeah. That the first place I should go is Twitter. Yeah, not
the World Wide Web. So if you just go Chris Evans, surely the keyword alone will take you on a journey
that will include this particular.
Because what was happening?
Oh, there it is. Yep. Wow. Wow. All righty. Okay.
So now you see.
I sure did.
The toadstool.
Wow.
Of Chris Evans. Now, if you listen to the first hour of today's program during our blind item segment, you shouldn't be shocked at all that Chris Evans had a picture of his schweenus in his camera roll. Because what did we learn today? Well, we have learned this in the past, but what did we reiterate about Chris Evans?
Chris Evans has a sex dungeon in his home, allegedly. And so we know that he's impressed by what that thing can do. And what we need to, what we also need to outline for the people when we're talking about the picture of Chris Evans' schweenus is that this was all contained in, it was like he posted a screenshot of his own camera roll.
Right. And it was a live video. So when you have an iPhone, you can take live video of whatever is happening on your phone. And that's what Chris Evans was doing. He went back to his camera roll. And among all the photos that he had that we saw on the camera roll, one of them was his
schweenus.
Ta-da!
His organ.
Playballs!
Okay, but
we didn't see that. We did not see that.
Well played there, Holly, though.
See,
well played.
Thank you.
Can I just say, I keep on being afraid because I keep on clicking on it to look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Because what is that? His own camera roll contains a number of pictures of just him.
Well, that's because that's to get you enticed, Colleen. That's how you do sexy time on a phone, is that you don't just send the I suppose there are some people who just send the Schweeness, but you want to have a little bit of a warm up. Also, what I love about Chris Evans is that he has memes about himself on his camera roll.
That's what I mean. It's like he has his own memes on his own camera roll. Like, that is
delightful.
I mean, what do I know? But wow. Nobody wants to fess up about their...
No.
Okay, fine.
No.
But we are asking, have you ever sent an embarrassing photo? 651-641-1071. An embarrassing photo does not need to include a body part.
Yeah. It wasn't like you accidentally sent a photo to someone that you work with that was meant for your mom. Not that kind of photo, you know.
No.
But just anything like that.
Right.
Because
we'll take it.
I will say, with my phone, I get really nervous when I'm trying to show somebody a picture on my camera roll and I have my phone in my hand. I get scared because I don't know where that person is going to scroll.
Right.
Not to say that I have any of these pictures on my phone, because I don't, because I'm tired and I'm too tired for that.
Yeah.
I can't.
I'm too tired.
But it's like, oh, here's this ugly double chin selfie that I took because I was trying to be cute and then it was sad. Or here's this like weird Bugs Bunny picture that I have that people would be like, you're weird.
I'm with you, though, because like when you just hand now the your phone is like your new photo album. Right. So when you hand over your phone to somebody, you're right. You don't know which direction they're going to scroll in. And that's why I would also just like to have the conversation with the world. It's you don't ever just scroll. You ask if you can scroll. And actually, frankly, I would say you allow the person whose phone it is to do the scrolling for you. That is just good phone etiquette. Have you ever sent an embarrassing photograph? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, and we are taking calls. Holly's screening them. We're down a person. Bradley's on jury duty, so... FYI, if things sound a little clunkier than usual on the show, that's why. Who do we have on the line, Holly?
We've got Alex first.
Hello, Alex. Have you ever sent an embarrassing photo?
Yeah, I accidentally did a couple months ago.
Okay, what did you send?
Well, it was pretty... I'm in a Snapchat group, you know, with like six of my buddies. And I took this photo of, you know... Some lucky lady requested a photo of me a couple nights previous, and so I screenshotted. It's in the photos. I screenshotted something, meant to send that in the group chat, but I accidentally sent both of these photos.
Oh,
and
no!
So, yeah. So I was like, oh, crap, like just put in a, just like... 17 straight like lines of gibberish. Like, scroll up.
Don't
for the love
look
of
at
God,
that.
Do not scroll up.
Okay, but now here's my question, Alex.
But unfortunately, when you open Snapchat, it opens right at where you left off.
Nope.
My buddies were like, "What the
bleep?"
I can't swear on the radio.
That's right. But the sentiment is all the same, Alex.
But here's my quick question, Alex.
Okay.
Did you tell the lady?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right, that's
no,
all.
No, but I would. I would have, I guess. I guess it would have been pretty funny, but...
I don't know.
I was pretty embarrassed.
Yeah, for sure.
My one buddy's, like, critiquing me.
Oh, rude. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for your call.
Oh, Alex, thank you. That's tough. What has been seen cannot be unseen.
No.
You know, let's get to a couple more before we go to break. Kelly's on the line.
Hi, Kelly. Kelly, have you ever sent an embarrassing photo?
Not so much embarrassing, but I totally busted myself out. My mom didn't know I smoked cigarettes, and I sent her a picture of my garden. And
oh, no.
Cigarette smoke swirling away.
No, oh, Kelly, no. Bum, bum. Thanks for your call.
Busted
herself.
Oh, with mom.
I know. You got to think real hard before you send things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who's next?
Mary.
Hi, Mary. Mary, have you ever sent an embarrassing photo?
Well, it was a little bit different than that. I was at Target when we could use their photo printing kiosk, you know, and they have the screens all lined up. And I wanted to upload some pictures of my grandkids to print. So I'm scrolling through the pictures, and all of a sudden on the screen popped up, a picture I had to send my doctor during a virtual appointment. It was the really ugly rash that had appeared like a heat rash on my behind. So that picture appeared on the screen right at Target when in a crowded moment, and you know how people are just drawn, oh, I wonder what they have a picture of. So that was what I shared with some Target visitors.
Oh my gosh.
And that was kind of embarrassing because it was a real life moment interacting with real life people.
Oh, Mary, honey, your rash. I have like a rash because I'm embarrassed for her now, but that's so funny. And I love that she's just able to tell the story as matter-of-factly. I mean, you gotta
well,
like,
what are you gonna do? You just laugh. Have to own it. It's like, yes, that's on my body. Bodies are weird.
And I've got a rash. Yeah. That was fun. Thank you everybody for sharing your embarrassing moments. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have to get the Cobra Gang back together this time because of some news about Britney Spears. After this on My Talk 107.1. Well, this is interesting timing on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom. Bradley Trainer is doing his civic duty on jury duty. We salute him. But we, that's me, Colleen Lindstrom, and that person over there, Holly Roberts.
Hi.
We're hanging out with you today, and we got to get the Cobra Gang back together.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
Okay.
What is Britney Spears up to today?
Well, I just want to take a little tour through her Instagram and then share some conservatorship news. Because it's just, there's strange things happening. The first one is just like this just made me sad, this post. It's like a picture of the moon and then a cloud that maybe looks like a hand, a fist holding flowers. Like that have been photoshopped on. It's very odd.
It's and there's like birds. A vase.
Yeah.
Of clouds.
Yeah. It's just it's interesting. Anyway,
it's photoshopped.
It's definitely
just
photoshopped.
Let you know, flowers
Thank
don't
you.
Come out of clouds.
Thank you. The caption is as follows: My two little men's birthdays are this week. You guys are getting older and so big and are way cooler than me. I love you both to the moon and back. Banana. Hearts.
I think that's supposed to be
a moon,
Colleen.
Sorry. I was like, why did she put a banana in there? And she said, and I hope all of your birthday wishes come true and more.
Oh,
and
that's sweet.
I know. It's so sweet, but it just made me so sad, right? Because that has been one of the things I think that is the hardest about the conservatorship is the relationship with her kids.
And the fact that she doesn't probably see them as much as
really.
She wants to.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. So then one of the other things she posted was this video of her dancing in like black booty shorts and a black bra. And she writes in this caption, the video posted before this one was shot over 2 weeks ago. This one was shot today. And check out my ass. It's gotten smaller. It's called the candy diet.
What? Well, so she's doing the thing that she does when she dances, which is I'm spinning.
It's an interesting improv situation.
Yeah, because one of the things that I've noticed in Britney Spears' Instagram account, I would say maybe in the past month, is that now she is regularly responding to basically us.
Yep.
I mean, she basically is listening to the Colleen and Bradley show. The people who are questioning when the photographs are taken, who's taking the photographs,
right. How
are they being placed on social media to tell a particular story. So the captions that Britney Spears is writing seems to be attempting to address some of those rumors. The rumor being that there are people who are responsible for the content on Britney Spears' Instagram account that aren't Britney herself.
Exactly. Also, what is interesting is one of the other recent ones is that picture of her in that cropped top with the floral pattern. We've seen it a few times. And I don't know, you have to go deeper to like remember that she's doing this thing called the Rose Project and nobody really knows what it is.
I mean, is she like a hidden socialist or something?
Yeah,
I don't really know.
Anyway, the caption on that one is just a touch of rose. The 18th post in this top. You never know. A rose could end up being a thorn in your side. Winky face. Sorry. Thought it was funny. What?
What?
Okay. So we've emerged also more confused. Now, all of that goes very well with the narrative that her father is trying to push. Mm-hmm. So you'll remember Britney Spears has filed papers to have the conservatorship reevaluated and perhaps appoint new conservators.
And also she wants all of this stuff to be public.
Public. That's the other thing, is that she feels like it's necessary for the world to know what these why these decisions are happening. Well, Jamie Spears has filed some new court documents that say no. That it's too soon for her to weigh in on her conservatorship. Essentially, is what these documents are saying. That he is addressing her lawyer's statement about Britney wanting more personal autonomy in her life now that she's not performing. And Jamie is pointing out in his documents that the conservatorship is voluntary and Britney can file a request to terminate at any time, but has not up to this point. I've got questions about that.
Yeah, also the fact that the headline on this article, Colleen, from TMZ is basically Jamie Spears saying it's too soon for her to weigh in. She's been in this conservatorship since 2008.
Over a decade.
Pretty sure it's time. It's time.
She says before she can waive a right to privacy, the court needs to determine that she has the capacity to understand the consequences of her waiver. Oof, this is not going away anytime soon. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, dumb people doing dumb things, crazy stupid idiots.
Well then, I guess one could say that's a crazy stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy stupid idiots.
Yes, it does. They're to your right, they're to your left, and hopefully, as you look in the mirror, there isn't one locking eyes with you. And oftentimes, we find these crazy, stupid idiots in the state of Florida.
Florida.
And sometimes other places. Like Ljubljana.
What?
Slovenia.
Oh, fun. All right, we're going.
That's where we're gonna meet. I'm going to call her Huliha. Adlesic.
Wonderful.
She's 22 years old.
Glad to
and she did something to try to get her hands on some insurance money. Mm. She went to the hospital with a bad gardening accident. And it turned out she had, quote, accidentally lopped off her left hand with a saw.
What?
I'm serious.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so nasty. It's sorry, nasty. I was not expecting
I know,
it.
I sorry.
Was
like, came out of left field. Sorry about it.
She had like an ingrown toenail or, you know, maybe, I don't know, like a sebaceous cyst.
Nope. Nope. Just lopped that hand clear off.
Oh.
And she filed claims with 5 insurance companies. She'd gotten policies with all of them about a year earlier. She was looking at a total of about $1.2 million. But remember, I said she went to great lengths and it was an insurance fraud experience. After they investigated her, because there were so many inconsistencies in her story, they found that she had done this on purpose for an insurance scam. She took her own left hand off. By the way, surgeons did reattach it, but it didn't work like it used to.
Oh, the old green.
And she used to be. They did find a lot of inconsistencies in her story, like I said. And also, they, a few days before the accident, realized that her boyfriend had been searching how artificial hands work online.
Oh, honey.
She's been sentenced to 2 years in prison for insurance fraud. Now, on the other hand, see what I did there?
Yeah.
Her boyfriend got 3 years in prison for masterminding the scam and convincing her to do it. So
no, Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that terrible? I've seen a few major motion pictures in my time about people doing things for insurance fraud. There's double indemnity. Maybe the one with
indemnity.
Okay. But there was no taking off of the limbs in order for insurance settlements.
Can you even?
No, I actually can't, which is why I authentically reacted with disgust. Because that is insane. That is nasty. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for her, because if it was the boyfriend that was actually convincing her to do this and that this was a good idea, babe, I really love you. We're going to get $1 million. Who needs your hand anyways?
I know. Megan would like to recommend Ljubljana, Slovenia. She says it's a beautiful town.
Wonderful.
But she did say, this is over Twitter, she tweeted us. She says, Ljubljana, Slovenia is a lovely town. I recommend it. Apparently, you need to watch out for saws. Thank you, Megan.
Noted and noted.
Thank you.
When I go there, I will note
that. Stay away from the saws.
We can't go there right now.
Thank you.
I'm going to move on because then I get
sick. Next.
I am representing Bradley Traynor's Crazy Stupid Idiots today.
So we don't know what that means.
So we don't really know what that means. Bradley is doing his civic duty on jury duty right now, or he's somewhere in the vicinity.
He's in a government area.
Oh, he's in a government area. Well, and it's funny that Bradley is in a government area, because this next Crazy Stupid Idiot is government area adjacent.
Oh, cool.
Right? So we are going to go to San Francisco.
Okay, cool.
All right? And
I've never been.
Oh, well, it's a lovely town.
That's what I hear.
You don't have to worry about saws. I don't think so. But we are going to meet a YouTuber whose name is Armando.
Okay.
He's in San Francisco. He was out and about live streaming some video for his YouTube channel, wherein he was walking through the streets of San Francisco in search of the house of the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
Okay. He found Nancy Pelosi's house, and he set up his camera across the road.
Okay.
And then walked over to Nancy Pelosi's driveway. Armando then saluted his viewers, pulled down his pants.
No.
And then proceeded to...
On demand.
We have a Tim Horton situation here, Colleen.
Holy buckets.
On demand experience, and I'm not talking about pay-per-view movies. So after a few seconds, Armando did his thing, and then he stood up and he was minding hygiene anyways.
You guys.
And he said, it was a long distance dedication for a certain special someone.
My word. We don't do that.
We don't do that. So the video is titled Colleen Poopalosi.
Of course it was.
Of
course it was.
And then he actually shared it on his YouTube page, and it had more than 20,000 views this morning. I'm not going to watch it. However, he did share another live stream titled I'm Gonna Need a Lawyer. And in that video, Armando claimed that he was detained by the Bay Area Rapid Transit Police at the request of the Capitol Police Department. Okay. So that's the thing, Armando. Mm. When you're pooping in somebody's driveway, people are going to call the cops on you.
You're probably going to get caught.
And particularly when you're doing it to someone who's in a position of power like that. Yeah. We don't do that. Again, amazed. But I will say, amazed once again at people's ability to
call on that particular reflex at any given time.
Thank you. So
pooing on demand. Mm-hmm. That is one way to impress the members of the Colleen and Bradley show.
Thank you.
Yeah. For our final story, we're going international. We are going to Taiwan.
Wonderful.
We're specifically going to the World Gym in Taiwan, where a woman, a 56-year-old woman, had her membership card stripped, like taken away, because she one day tried to bring her orange tabby cat to the gym with her.
Oh, no, honey. Why would you do that?
So that in and of itself is just, you know, kind of dumb, but it maybe doesn't, I mean, it's
It's dumb because the poor cat doesn't want to be bad for the gym. Cat, I feel bad for the cat. I don't feel bad for the lady.
She's holding her poor cat who just looks humiliated and yelling because they're refusing her entry and they took away her membership card because that is, of course, a health violation.
Ma'am,
a public
health violation. You're in violation of the rules.
But that's not the thing that makes her a crazy, stupid idiot. It's what she did next that will change your life forever. She hands the cat over to a member of the staff and continues to go into the gym where she then takes her clothes off and walks around naked.
Oh, no.
So now somebody else is holding her cat and she's walking around naked trying to work out. She was using the gym equipment. They called the police. I mean, this is an interesting reaction to you can't bring your cat into the gym.
Yeah, I can't bring my cat in. Just wait.
She was yelling at a personal trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, you can't bring your cat into the gym. And then you also can't strip naked in the gym and do squats.
That puts a whole new meaning to putting down your towel on the equipment the gym.
Yeah.
It's just like, we just don't do that.
No, we don't work out naked. Also,
Colleen, do you have a report on the cat, though? Because I'm concerned about the cat.
I mean, you know, good question. I think the cat has been given to new owners.
All right. Because, you know, it's one thing.
I don't actually know that for sure, but that's the story I'm telling myself.
Thank you.
Because I feel bad for the cat as well. There is video of this, of these shenanigans. If, you know, you're so inclined, they are blurred out. And we're all better for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was doing like flies and squats.
I mean, listen, you get your fitness on. I don't want to stop you, but you just can't bring the cat along is all.
That's all. Right?
That's all I'm saying. Also, like, I don't know. I don't know how my cats, I can barely carry them across the room, let alone into a gym.
Some cats like to vibe
this cat,
like that.
Though, I mean, this cat is just like hanging.
Yeah.
Just a hanging cat.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back on the... Oh, we didn't give any thought to this.
Yay! No thought.
I was going to say we're going to do the throwback live. But we're not.
Because we need somebody to play. Because if you're just joining us, Bradley had to dip out during the show because he thought that he would be okay.
Yep.
He thought, because he had to call in to do jury duty. Yeah.
So he did one segment of the show.
And we were like, how about just make it into a bit? Bradley, you're just going to call in. And
it was
going to
be
this,
a bit, guys.
And
We didn't prepare for the actual reality that it could happen. I have a question for you, Holly.
Yes.
On-air producing. Do you have items for the Throwback Live? If the answer is no, that's fine.
The answer is no.
Fine. We will find another fun thing to do when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.